But the old man was gone, and her little child was gone. He had taken it with him, and the old clock in the corner burred and burred. The great leaden weight ran down to the floor, bump, and then the clock also stood still. But the poor mother ran out of the house and cried aloud for her child. Out there, in the midst of the snow, there sat a woman in long black clothes, and she said, "Death has been in thy chamber, and I saw him hasten away with thy little child. He goes faster than the wind, and he never brings back what he takes." "Oh, only tell me which way he went," said the mother. "Tell me the way, and I shall find him." "I know it," said the woman in the black clothes. "But before I tell it, thou must first sing for me all the songs thou hast sung for thy child. I am fond of them. I have heard them before. I am Night. I saw thy tears whilst thou sangst them." "I will sing them all, said the mother. "But do not stop me now. I may overtake him. I may find my child." But Night stood still and mute. Then the mother wrung her hands, sang and wept. And there were many songs, but yet many more tears. And then Night said, "Go to the right, in the dark pine forest. Thither I saw Death take his way with thy little child." The roads crossed each other in the depths of the forest, and she no longer knew whither she should go. Then there stood a thorn bush. There was neither leaf nor flower.